because we're joined by four lads and honorary member Ian, of course, Mal, John, Jerry and Gar, who make up the Riptide Movement.
Good morning.
I've been spouting on about you all day and finally you're getting to have a bit of a chat.
Yeah, thanks for all the plugs all week. I believe we're hanging out with Smiley Pirates now this weather as well.
So Mal, there's an explanation because obviously homegrown hero this week has been the Riptide Movement with Plastic Oceans, and then Somali Pirates have said that they want to ban single-use plastic. So did you know you had so much in common with them?
No, we didn't. We just found out during the week off one of the neighbours.
Great. Said, yeah.
I believe you're hanging out with Smiley Pirates this weather.
It's an avenue you maybe hadn't thought of exploiting.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
You know? Singing on Somali pirate ships. It might be something that would be good. Now, we're going to be hearing Plastic Oceans Live, our homegrown hero song for the week. And I've been chatting about it. And, of course, it's inspired. Like, it's a proper environmental message.
Yeah, I seen a documentary 2 years ago called The Plastic Ocean. And, it was kind of blown away by what our, like, plastic consumption and addiction was doing to the environment and marine life and particularly the oceans. And so we wrote a song based on that. And
was it your idea, Mal?
I came up with the idea, but as a band we write the songs together.
Oh yeah, I know. But when Mal comes to you kind of going, we're going pure environmental, were you like, oh God, here we go?
Yeah.
He's there somewhere. We've got you. So were you kind of like, was everyone kind of on board straight away? We've lost Gar. The mic is gone. Mal, you're there. You can talk. Yeah. Was everyone was kind of on board going, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, well, it was like the song first and foremost, and we liked the kind of direction we were going with the song itself, with Plastic Oceans, and particularly when we were recording it, because we brought in Chris Cody, producer of Future Islands and The Kills and TV on the Radio, and he kind of really helped with the sound of it.
Yeah.
And we loved it. And then it was afterwards then we said we should like use the song as a platform just to spread awareness on plastic pollution. So we kind of sat back on the song because we recorded this last September, and we kind of sat on it and we were talking with Sky and we were talking with National Geographic, because we wanted to put it to a campaign. And then we got in touch with, or Clean Coast got in touch with us, and they said they'd like to do something with us. And out of that came this Coast to Coast tour that we're doing around the country. And that was all cool. And they were saying it'd be cool to do a kind of a web series around that. And then that kind of organically grew into a documentary. So we ended up shooting this documentary in June, which is going to be called Plastic Oceans as well. And that's out in August. But the idea of the documentary was that we'd basically travel around the coast and meet with beach communities and environmental activists and environmental scientists, marine biologists. And then, we got to scuba diving out in Sandy Cove in the Irish Sea, and we got to surf along the Wild Atlantic Way, and we were setting seals free down in Wexford. And it's just we got to meet the minister. So the documentary itself, the idea of it was that we wanted to learn ourselves, the kind of magnitude of the problem here in Ireland and what solutions there is to it.
Because we can't abdicate responsibility for this. We are a contributing factor to what's happening to the oceans.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
The oceans are being destroyed at the moment. And I mean, if we don't make a change, and like the thing about it, what we found out in the documentary was, you've probably heard of the Great Pacific Garbage Patch,
mm-hmm.
Pacific Ocean, and it's twice the size of Texas.
Yeah.
And we found that mind blowing, and it was only when we were down at Sligo IT and we met with a marine biologist down there, and she said that basically that was only the tip of the iceberg. That it's what you don't see is the frightening part. And she was saying that basically that plastic is, she studies microorganisms and nanoorganisms, and she said that the plastic is enmeshed inside them. And she showed us pictures of it, like of a plankton that was blown up at 1/500th of a millimeter. So that's how far in they.
Yeah.
But basically, it's that means it's in our food chain. which means it's in us, and they're only doing studies now at the moment to find out what effects that has on our health. So it is a world health issue.
I'm bloody motivated. You've got it. You got it, kid. You've got me going. You're doing this massive coast-to-coast tour, so you're at Groove Festival this weekend.
Yeah, in Kilruddery House. That's tomorrow night. And Fun Loving Criminals are playing that as well, I think.
Are you going to stalk them?
Say hello, have a beer with them anyway, yeah.
Beer. I would just shout Scooby Snacks into their face, so I know I wouldn't be allowed to meet them. I'd be like, oh my God. You're also doing, right, Clonard in County Louth. Yeah. I know that you're going to be, and someone has gotten in contact, you're going to be at the Seafood Rocks 2018, and that they're doing this whole environmental thing. There's a giant octopus waiting to greet you that's made entirely of recycled and upcycled retired fishing equipment along with plastic, reclaimed by local groups and schools, and it's a deadly project. You're going to see that when you're there. You're going to be in Aries on the Barra Peninsula in West Cork, Baltimore in West Cork, Wexford Town, Ballyhigh in County Kerry, what a place, and Kilkee, County Clare. You're going to lose the run of yourselves. Yep. But you've also announced Vicar Street for the 1st of December, Mal.
Yeah, we can't wait to get back. It's been 2 years, I think, since we played. Well, we played with Today FM in April.
Yeah.
So since we've done our own gig in Vicar Street, it's about 2 years, so we can't wait to get back.
Is there going to be a new album, a follow-up from Getting Through?
We may have. We're going to go back into the studio in September, so we may see how it goes.
We can get everything done. They'll be debuting new things. You can find out all the dates, by the way, on riptidemovement.com. You said you were going to do a summary tune for us. Yeah. Mal, what are you going to do?
We're going to do Sunny Afternoon by The Kinks.
Yes, the Riptide Movement, their cover of Sunny Afternoon right here on Today FM. Take it away, guys.
The taxman's taking all my dough, left me in my stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon. I can't sell my yacht, he's taking everything I got. Now all I got's this sunny afternoon. Help me, help me, help me sail away. Give me two good reasons why I ought to stay. Cause I love to live so pleasantly, live this life of luxury, lazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime. My girlfriend's run off with my car and gone back to her ma and pa, telling tales of drunkenness and cruelty. Now I'm sitting here sipping on my school beer, blazing on a sunny afternoon. Save me, save me, save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me. And I love to live so pleasantly, live my life in luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime. Help me, help me, help me sail away. Well, give me two good reasons why I ought to stay. Cause I love to live so pleasantly, live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime.
Yeah. That's absolutely amazing. John, you enjoyed that one, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sunday afternoon. Yeah.
Oh my God, that is so good. Have you done that before?
No, we just ran it yesterday, so...
Holy mother of divine Jesus, that is so bloody good. Nice the one. Riptide Movement with the Kinks, Sunny Afternoon. On keys and singing today, of course, we've got Mal on guitar, John on bass, Jerry, and Gar on drums. And Ian is there as well. Ian's doing extra. Hi, Eno, doing extra keys there. You're as good as gold. That sounds so amazing. You'll be able to listen back online to dayfm.com for all of the information about the dates for the Riptide Movement. Go to theriptidemovement.com. If you're around, just go and see them. They're just so fantastic. It's been a pleasure having you, Ian. Thanks for taking the
time. Thanks so much, Martin.
You're amazing. And a huge thank you to Gavin Blake on sound, because he's just the best sound man in the entire world. The Riptide Movement, thanks for coming in, lads. You're as good.
Thank you.